What are you missing when you're scattered and never fully present where you are? Are you missing anything? Because some of us wear it as a badge of honor that we're able to do all these different things and multitask, but we're never really fully there. Here's an illustration of how your presence has an impact that you may not even be conscious of, and how you may be missing more than you even realize.
I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy, wise words from wise women leaders. If you're looking for leadership mentoring, advice, or just a dose of inspiration, I've got you covered. You'll get leadership tips, and you'll hear from women executives at the top of their game as they share their lessons of experience with you. This is your go-to place for all things women and leadership. It doesn't have to be lonely at the top. Let's go.
Many of the executive coaching clients I work with tell me that one of the issues they have is the inability to be fully present with people, because they're so distracted and we're all doing so many different things at once. So we have somebody come in our office and we're multitasking while they're talking to us, or we're thinking about our next meeting, et cetera. And so in today's episode, I want to ask you, do you aspire to be more fully present, but find it to be a challenge to actually practice being fully present? Do you find yourself talking to someone in your office and you're typing on your computer while you're insisting or believing that you're listening to every word? Because of course we take pride in, we're able to do lots of different things at once. So yeah, I'm listening as you type on your computer. Do you divide your attention and half participate in meetings or events you're present in? Like being in a meeting, but then thinking about the next meeting or thinking about what you're going to say next. So let me ask you this. What are you missing when you're scattered and never fully present where you are? Are you missing anything? Because some of us wear it as a badge of honor that we're able to do all these different things and multitask, but we're never really fully there. Here's an illustration of how your presence has an impact that you may not even be conscious of, and how you may be missing more than you even realize. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example, because I think this story illustrates what I'm talking about when I talk about being present. So I was sitting in as an observer in a colleague's training program for new coaches. So I have a lot of friends who are coaches, and this colleague was creating a training program for people who want to be a coach. And what we're talking about, a coach, I'm talking about a leadership coach. And I couldn't help but notice there was one participant in the session, as I was watching, again, I'm an observer, that kept checking his smartphone. Every time the group would break into small groups to practice, he would go and he would look at his phone instead of participating in the practice exercise. Now, what you need to know about coach training, many of you probably have not been through this pretty intensive program. They're usually pretty intensive programs. They're like a year-long programs, some 6 months, some a year, but pretty intensive. And they're highly experiential, which means you practice a lot. And a big part of the training is learning to self-manage yourself and how to be fully present in the moment, because you're going to be listening to people all day long. And you've got to learn to be present with them and not have your mind wander and not be thinking about 20 other things while you're engaging with someone. So at one point, during a longer practice exercise, this same person left the room. So every time they were going to practice, the person was distracted and didn't practice. But there was a longer one, and he actually left. He took his smartphone and he left. And when he returned 30 minutes later, he whispered to his group, "What did I miss?" One of his group members looked at him a little bit uncomfortably and whispered, "The practice coaching exercise on deep listening." So the guy who had left the room nodded and said, oh, okay, good. Now, what do I need to do? So his team member paused, and then he answered what they had been learning the whole pretty much day, right? Well, you need to be completely and fully present and screen out everything else. It's like a laser focus. He paused, and then he almost blurted this out as an unconscious reaction to the question, right? And also probably the unconscious annoyance at the person who had kept leaving the room. He said, you have to be there completely. You miss everything when you're not. Now, obviously, that embarrassed the person who kept leaving, you know, the guy who kept leaving the room. And a flush of what looked like defensive embarrassment swept his face. And of course, then he defended himself, right? He started to say, well, I had to step out because I have a lot going on. I figure I can always catch up. To which his colleague replied with a half joking, but yet he was serious and he had a half serious chuckle. And he said, yeah, man, I get it. But I wouldn't want you to be my coach. Ooh, true story. So now what I want you to do after when you hear that and you hear the impact of that, I want you to replace the words my coach. I wouldn't want you to be my coach in that sentence with my leader. I wouldn't want you to be my leader. Or replace it with my partner. Or replace it with my parent. Or replace it with my friend. How do you feel when someone isn't fully present when they are with you and they show up distracted, half interested, and partially listening to you, thinking that, oh, I'll just catch up. You can repeat it. You can tell me again. The reality is, you're providing an experience of what it's like to be in your presence to others every single moment, in every single interaction. You are the embodiment of every single interaction you're having. It can't have a do-over. So I wanted to use this episode, just making it simple, as a prompt to have you think about what you want others to experience and feel like when they are in your presence. And we talk about powerful presence and power presence and having a powerful leadership presence. It's not about how you stand. It's not about how you look. It's about how you are and how you're being with others. Do you want them to be valued? Do you want them to feel seen? Do you want them to feel listened to? If you do, and I assume that most of us do, I haven't ever talked to anybody who says, no, I don't want that. That's what we want. That's what we think we're doing. But yet our actions are not matching that. So if you do, then you and I must be with them fully. And I know this as a coach for sure. I mean, this is something that I have to practice on it, not just the daily, but a minute by minute basis of being fully present, having my whole energy, my whole energetic field be there with someone else. And it is, it's exhausting, it's tiring. But we have to train ourselves if we want that type of presence. And here's the catch. You can't catch up if you miss something. Like the guy who left the room all the time and said, well, no, just catch me up. What do I need to do? Because these things are happening in the moment. So something I've practiced over the years in order to strengthen my fully present muscle, because not only my job depends on it, but I think, you know, who I want to be as a human depends on it, is I recite this mantra to myself repeatedly when I find myself getting distracted, which I'm distracted easily. And I also get pulled into thinking about the avalanche of other things I need to do or attend to, et cetera. So this is what I do. Ready for it? Ready? All right, here it is. Here's the mantra. This is what I recite to myself. Be here now. Be here now. Okay. Yeah, it's not earth shattering. That's it. Nope, there wasn't anything else. You heard it. That was it. Be here now. I recite that in my head. You might have been expecting some brilliant, complex secret. But I'm here to tell you, as someone who has been practicing coaching people and really listening to people in workshops, et cetera, for over 20 years, and have thousands of hours of coaching people one-on-one, that there isn't really another secret. It really is pretty simple. It's self-regulation and self-mastery. And so what I'd like you to do is, I'd like you to practice that. I'd like to challenge you to practice saying, be here now, and actually being here now in all the next meetings you attend. How about in your interactions with others, both at work and at home? Put down the phone. Move away from the computer or the TV at home or whatever else you're distracted with. Move away from your thoughts, those rambling thoughts that are going through about all the things you need to do or haven't done or will do. Look at the other person directly. Don't look down. Look at them in the eyes. Ask a question and then show interest with your full attention. Listen deeply, deeply for the answer. I guarantee you, over time, you will be amazed at what you've been missing. Be here now. Simple practice. Drop me a line and let me know how it works. Sending you peace and light. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this. Every single moment, you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause and make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.